Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Great Bear Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR and on the OTCQX under the symbol GTBAF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Chris Taylor. Just to remind everybody, Great Bear Resources is focused at the Dixie Project in the Red Lake District of Ontario. Now, the company is continuing on with the ongoing large drill program. And a news release that came out last week, we're going to focus on here. November 24th, the company announced new gold zone west of Hinge and Limb zones. Some of the grades that were hit: little over 20 grams per ton gold, over 1.75 meters, within 5.6 grams per ton gold, over 7 meters. There are also some new LP fault results, also high grade, that include 16 grams per ton gold, over 3.7 meters. I want to start with this new zone, though. You're calling it the Midwest Zone. Chris, take us through the potential importance here of this whole other new zone at this Dixie Project.
Hey, Corey. No problem. And yeah, if we keep hitting gold here, I'm going to have to start putting a lot of explanation or disclaimers at the front of these interviews. But the quick one here is that most of the drilling over the last 2 years has been in our LP fault target, which is in these light colored, or as geologists say, felsic volcanic units, which are a very different package than what people would typically see in Red Lake. I've said it many times, the felsic volcanics are more like the host rocks for like the Hemlo deposit elsewhere in Ontario. Now, the other package, which is where this new zone is, are these mafic dark colored volcanics that are really just big basalt flows, like layers and overlapping layers of basalt flows. Sometimes there's a bit of sediment that got deposited between the flows. That's like our Dixie Limb zone. So what we did was basically test another basalt on basalt flow on flow contact further to the west than what we've drilled before, just by letting some of our holes go a bit longer. And lo and behold, when we did that, we hit this high grade mineralization right at the contact, and the alteration style, everything else with it, looks just like the Dixie Limb zone. So we used to think there was only one place that you had that mineralization on the on a basalt-basalt contact, and that's the Dixie Limb. Now we know that there's other ones that can be mineralized. There's two now. But the thing is, that whole package of rocks is composed of overlapping flows of different basalts, and they're all targets now. So it'll be really interesting in the next little while. We're going to do something that we haven't done much since we started the LP discovery, and that's what Great Bear loves to do, is go back down, re-enter historic drill holes, and try to hit more gold. Worked for us at the LP. I don't know if you guys recall or if we talked about it, but back in the day, over 10 years ago, there was drilling that was headed towards the high-grade gold in the LP fault. It hit a bit of high-grade. They never assayed it. I think that's everybody's heard that before. If they had just taken those drill holes, though, another 40 or 50 meters, they would have hit some of the high-grade domain panels that we have defined, which are really some of the backbones of the Dixie Project. So within 40 or 50 meters, these guys 10, 15 years ago were almost making the same discoveries that Great Bear did. They just didn't look at the geology, didn't see the gold. So now we're going to do the same thing. And there's old drill holes on the mafic side of the equation, the Dixie Limb Hinge area, which are pointed directly at the Midwest zone. And we're going to do some hole extensions and see, you know, if they hit more of the same kind of thing. So very exciting time for us. It just shows us that despite the fact we've had success for years and years in a row now on Dixie, and we're coming up to maiden resource disclosures and everything else, there's still now the opportunity we're able to show that these other targets we've got on the project, they can bear fruit as well. And exciting discoveries like this, I mean, that's why we have an exploration-focused company. It's why we put Great Bear together, was to make discoveries. And it's kind of gratifying as a bunch of geologists to make another discovery, even at this stage.
Yeah, Chris, just when you think you have it figured out, you find more gold, and you find a new thesis that you can now test. So this just brings up a couple questions in my mind. When you have these mafic volcanic basalt on basalt contacts, you can extend those holes and test this thesis. But how many other areas on the property are like that, where you have these basalt on basalt contacts? Could there be other new targets that you go after in addition to the holes that you extend?
Look, Chad, I don't have any exact number, but that entire mafic volcanic package is made up of different flows that overlap, and these are big, and the contacts between them are laterally extensive. Like, if you look at the Dixie Limb Zone, we've drilled from surface down to over 800 meters vertical depth, and the thing is like a plywood sheet, because, you know, the flows were originally quite continuous. Mafic volcanics are quite liquid. They flow easily, so they make sheet-like deposits, not mounds. And that means they tend to be naturally quite extensive. And then, of course, later you shear them and make them even more extensive. So they're predictable, they're extensive targets, and there should be a number of them in that mafic package. So it'll be very interesting as time goes by here and we get to test more of these things.
So an all new set of targets for the company. But one thing we do also need to report is that, look, you did also release more results from this LP fault, which included more high-grade gold, as I summarized at the beginning there. Take us through what you're continuing to see in this drilling at the LP fault, including what the strategy is to continue to drill off this fault.
Well, the LP target, Corey, it's so big, like, that, you know, we're not going to be done drilling this for years and years. Like, even with six rigs on the project and hitting the LP all year, we basically succeeded in doing like a 40 to 50 meter spaced on average drill grid across about 4 kilometers, but only down to 350, 450 meters. Like, the thing will keep going. So we've drilled it down to over 800 meters. It's the same. So some of the results that we put out in this news release, if you look at them, we just keep drilling and we keep hitting more of the same stuff. So the drilling in this release was, there was a couple of holes that we did, which were closer to surface, which are just in, you know, you get a, say, 100 meter undrilled gap in the previous data. So there's a couple of those, some nice numbers, and then more nice numbers coming out as we continue to go down and to find that next panel of mineralization below the area where we're going to have our initial shallow initial resource reports. So we keep hitting on the LP. The drilling that we do keeps expanding the zone, keeps expanding the high grade domains, and you know, keeps basically showing that analogy that I've said many times, you know, the top of the body, you're kind of drilling the head and shoulders, and you know, the further down we go and define more of the body, you see more and more of it emerging. But that'll be many years of we anticipate, based on what we're seeing. Of course, don't have a crystal ball, but what we see is that the more we drill, the bigger it gets, and it's wide open to extension. So we're seeing everything we'd like in the ongoing LP drilling.
Well, Chris, on some of that shallower drilling that you did, probably the head and shoulders part of the deposit, will that drilling make it into the resource estimate, or has that cutoff already happened? And will any of those deeper drill results be included, or will those be saved for a later resource update?
Like, ultimately, Chad, like, that's kind of up to the resource author, but our goal was to have the resource drilling substantially complete by the summer of this year, and we did. So some of this drilling is like picking up remaining gaps. There aren't too many left. You know, we keep drilling shallow holes that are adjacent to it, because of course we're looking at a bulk tonnage target with good open pit potential. So say that you have in your models an unmineralized block or area near the surface, and you want to add mineralization to it, you've got to drill a little hole into it. So there's a bunch of that we're doing too. You can see that in the releases that we've come out with. But effectively, that's what we're seeing, is like most of the drilling that's ongoing right now is to expand this thing, like expand it along strike, expand it at depth, and show people that the big picture on the story. Great Bear has nowhere near defined the complete dimensions of this mineralized system. I don't think that's possible for many years to come, but we can show you again what's in that near surface and give you a feel for what's coming by the same process, that methodical expansion and definition, just working your way down further and further, working your way along strike, continuing to delineate and expand at the same time the extent of the LP system.
So, Chris, I understand that the drill results through this whole system, this large system, have been quite consistent, and you have continued to hit high grade pretty much across that whole system. Are there any areas either that you have drilled off or that you're excited about getting to that seem to even be higher grade, maybe have that component of quite simply the best grade on the project? Have you isolated any of those areas?
Some of the best grades that we see ever are towards the center of the LP fault zone. So if you think about the LP is basically a big structural flexure in the crust. And that structural zone, we've got it imaged on regional geophysics. That was the government that collected that data. And their interpretation, and you know, I say I agree, I've looked at the data, but their interpretation is that goes right down to the base of the continental crust. So it's a super deep-seated structure. But where it flexes, right in the middle of the Dixie property, there's about a 4 kilometer long area where it just bows out, a bit like a Cheshire Cat smile. And that dilation zone is about 1.5 kilometers, or 1.4 kilometers wide, several kilometers long, and it goes down to depth. And as you go towards the middle of that system where the dilation and the structural preparation was very high, we see really high-grade gold. So some of the results that we put out from the LP are in the hundreds of grams per ton range. A lot of the times, that really high-grade mineralization is where you have really strong structural preparation in the middle of the LP fault system. So there you're going to, I think, continue to see high grades based on what we've seen so far. And you also see it at the hinge zone and within these chutes, within the Dixie Limb zone, now the Midwest zone. But you can look at within the mafic package, so getting away from LP, within the mafic package, there's a very strong particular plunge direction in the system. It's common in Red Lake. It's common in other mesothermal gold systems where you have a big control plunge that tends to localize at most deposits. You'd call them ore chutes, and they have a particular direction. We see the same thing at the Dixie Project in those mafic gold zones. We follow those, and that's where you get your high-grade mineralization controls. So yeah, we expect to see, like when we've drilled 1,600 gram per ton gold within the hinge zone before, it was because we were hitting, you know, down, not drilling down, but down across at depth across one of these plunges. And that is where you get really high-grade gold localized. So not one type of high-grade gold host, but a number of them, some within the LP and some within these zones within the mafic volcanic package too.
Okay, thanks for addressing that. Final question then, Chris, just summarize where the drills are turning now, the strategy behind that drilling, and the news that everyone should have their eyes out for.
Okay, Corey, we have some drills that are going on new regional targets right now, so that'll be interesting. You know, you don't have, you're never going to hit 100% of the holes that are regionally going, but it shows you when we make like the Midwest discovery that you do get pleasant surprises. And we have half the drill rigs on the project now doing these regional holes. That's 3 out of the 6 rigs. The other 3 rigs right now are working on the LP fault. So they're doing definition drilling down at depth. And out of the 3 rigs that are doing those regional testing, some of them are going back into the hinge and limb zone area, and they're testing those directly and new targets that are around those, like the Midwest zone as well. So that's where your rigs are distributed right now.
All right, Chris, thank you for the update. Man, it's fun following along with this story, and now even a new zone, the Midwest zone, to talk about. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will follow up with Chris regarding any of those questions. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Great Bear Resources. We will be following up on the back of some more news. Chris, as always, man, thank you for the update.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Shad. Talk to you again soon.